woman and children, and those hostages who are from the same families will be put together within the same patch. Every day will include a number of civilians as agreed to total 50 within the 4 days.
Millions of people watched today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
It's awesome to get out here and get to see these balloons. You know, it's nice. Brings me back to old days of going to the Thanksgiving Parade.
And airports are looking good if you're catching a last-minute flight before dinner, but this weekend will look a lot different. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Sunday is expected to be the busiest day of the entire travel period, both on the roads and at the airports. The TSA says it could see up to 3 million people at checkpoints. That would be a new record.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Animal welfare advocates are suing to overturn Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance accuses Department of Natural Resources officials of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. The holidays go on in Waukesha while the community remembers the attack that killed 6 people and wounded 60 others 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday, and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Healing is a lot of hard work. It's not about pretending. Nobody heals alone. You need people with you.
Jen Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe that marched in the parade that day. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. There's a little more than 31 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and Black Friday is the official start to the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation is predicting most of you will spend an average $800 on gifts, decorations, and more, which is up $50 from last year. Retail experts also say many shoppers are looking for the best deals and are planning to compare prices between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, trying to wrap up gift buying early in the season. It's actually not something new. The organizers of the Macy's Parade considered their event the start to the holiday season, and in the early years called it the Macy's Christmas Parade to encourage shoppers right after it. One more seasonal tie-in, the song called One Horse Open Sleigh, was meant for Thanksgiving. It instead became so popular during holiday shopping, it had to be renamed Jingle Bells. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee got off to a slow start and lost to the Celtics 119-116. Boston was up 21 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin compared the game to a Dickens novel.
Tell of two games there. First half, I thought, you have to execute at a high level. And we missed a lot of shots. Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers got hot late in the fourth quarter to beat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off title. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Minnesota on Saturday. Luke Fickell will ask if he has enough healthy starters to compete.
You know, there's a lot of those things that we're going to have to figure out as we move forward. Like I said, everybody hurts, right? It's the last week of the season. And everybody hurts, but everybody wants to play in the rivalry game.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The holiday weekend will be travel friendly overall, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly sunny, colder, 31 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight will drop down to 14. Tomorrow, sunshine, 28. Mostly cloudy, 31 Saturday. We'll get to 33 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we'll go right to the lines to Carmela. Carmela, I'm very interested in what you had to say. Please continue.
Yeah, I was just saying that Meta is now allowing political advertisers to say that past elections were rigged or stolen, but they're preventing them from questioning whether ongoing future elections are legitimate. So the distinction is that you can say in the past, even though they know it's blatantly a lie, and then people who are hearing this, they're not going to go, oh, well, that was just past elections, not future elections. And then they're going to start questioning future elections. I just don't understand how this can be, what's the word? I don't even know legal is the word, or I guess some of them are citing First Amendment considerations in making this decision. I don't understand it. I just don't.
Well, that's an excellent, excellent call. Let me hit that. That's a very important subject. It's wrong of them to do it. And Elon Musk in what used to be Twitter, X, is also doing the same thing, even worse. And a couple of things. First of all, they're doing it for money. And not only that, their algorithms, they have people who post that kind of stuff, even on a past election, they will steer them towards current things across their menu of possibilities that are absolutely talking about current elections. So they're doing it for money. The ultimate way to handle this thing is through an antitrust suit to break them up. Because so you take Amazon, for instance, which is not what we're talking about. Amazon controls 70% of the sales of paper books in this country and 80% of electronic books. If you have somebody like Meta and then you have somebody like Elon Musk's outfit, together they have a monopoly. And back 100 years ago with Standard Oil, we had to break it up. It had a monopoly. And now you have a lot of different gasoline companies. Otherwise, you would be paying $10 a gallon right now. AT&T had a monopoly in the 1980s and we broke it up. But the Republican Party has resisted doing it. And everybody, they hear antitrust and they go, oh, yawn. Well, no, don't go, oh, yawn, because this is what happens. This is controlling information. And, you know, they're being very disingenuous, Carmela, because if somebody came to me and I'm the guy running Meta and they go, I want to question whether the 1876 election between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden was rigged. There are books written about that. Sam Tilden won the race. He was a Southerner and Democrat, and therefore they figured he was pro-slavery, even though the Civil War was over. Rutherford Hayes had gotten a medal at Antietam. He was a Union colonel. I said this before, a neat little historical fact is one of the sergeants under his command at Antietam, one of the bloodiest battles Civil War, was Sergeant William McKinley, who also went on to be president. But the point is, we're not talking about that kind of stuff. You know very well what past election they're talking about, and that's the 2020 election that Trump is parroting. And you're absolutely right, because the average person is going to read that or see it, and they're going to go, well, if 2020 was rigged, they're probably going to try to rig it against them this time too. And that's false. It was not rigged. Under the First Amendment, what happened before, they absolutely have the right to stop that kind of posting. It's their platform. They can absolutely post it and stop it. And before, when Twitter, before Elon Musk took over Twitter, and before when Facebook, I guess Meta, was a little more responsible, they would not permit that kind of posting. They would not permit it. And the our intelligence services and our Defense and State Department got to them and told them, don't post things from ISIS. Don't post hate to, you know, blow up a building. And they're afraid of, they would do it in a heartbeat, in my opinion, if they thought they could make money on it. They're afraid, and so they're trying to screen that, but I don't think they're screening it all that carefully, quite frankly. And then you have a lot of other things. You have, let's suppose, and this is unthinkable, but they had a site for hitmen. And somebody says, I will kill somebody for 10 grand. Here's my phone number. And somebody calls up, hires him, and he kills somebody. They don't do that because they're afraid of going to jail and they're afraid of liability, but it's not clear that they would go to jail under present law. Now, there are things like that going on in the internet, and they are very, very lax about screening them. Very, very lax. And in fact, very, very, you know, in other words, jihadist type pieces, ISIS type pieces, or Islamic Jihad, they are getting through, and people are being steered to them if they show an appetite to look at them. I think there's two solutions. One of them is hope that they're reasonable, sit down and talk to them. I have no hope for that one. I don't think they are reasonable. They only care about money. But number two, break them up and have them compete, so that there are five Twitters and there are five Facebooks all making money. And if one of them is a nut job outfit, like frankly they are right now, people presumably, and say you get pricing in effect and all that kind of stuff, that can make a difference. But until there's an antitrust suit breaking up Meta, breaking up Elon Musk's X or whatever he calls it now, and breaking up Amazon, you're going to have control of information in this country, and it's very, very dangerous. And speaking of dangerous, Tommy Tuberville is still blocking well over 400 officers. The other day, a Republican wanted to promote two captains. Now, a captain isn't even an admiral or a general. Captain in the Navy is like a colonel in the Army. It's just before the flag rank, just before admiral, just like colonels, just before general. And he said, I object. People he knew nothing about. People who were decorated in combat. He is an evil man. Hayden, a former NSA director for George W. Bush, said he's not human. He's not a human being. Tuberville said he's going to sue him for libel because that was an assassination threat. That's ridiculous. But it's not just that he's not American, he's acting in an inhuman capacity. So here's what happened. Last night, up till 1:30 in the morning, the Senate was in session. And there are four or five senators, and believe it or not, Lindsey Graham's one of them. Sullivan of Alaska is another one. There's a couple of them who just reamed him out and fought with him and said, you've got to let these people get promoted. They're starting to quit. By the end of the year, they're just going to quit. We're going to have some of our most experienced admirals and generals quit because they're not being promoted to the same rank, the next rank. And Tuberville said, that breaks my heart. I wish it didn't happen. But yes, I'm going to block it. Now, what really kills me is two things, really. One is, there is a resolution right now that Schumer has drafted, and it needs 9 Republicans, and they can promote all these people. But that's a filibuster of his right to unanimous consent, and they won't sign it. Not even the 5 that fought with him and cursed at him till this morning. You know what they said? They said, well, okay, we can let him through Thanksgiving, but we're not going to let him through another holiday. What, Christmas? And all these generals and admirals have quit? Is that what's going to happen? Go to the lines. Bob and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bob?
Well, I'm thinking this election is 50 years worth of media experience versus 50 years of foreign policy experience. I think those two features really describe the two candidates pretty well. And as you know, both of them would be facing a second term. Second terms are notoriously foreign policy terms and not domestic policy terms. So it makes sense to choose the foreign policy candidate just on a common sense basis. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a very, very good, that's a good insight. And it reminds me of a cartoon I saw. There's a picture of Biden and Trump. And under Biden, it said the two candidates, Biden, old and stutters. Under Trump, it said old, indicted for 91 felonies, rapist, and launched an insurrection. I mean, what you're saying is true. Joe Biden has forgotten more foreign policy than most other people ever learned. He did a marvelous job with Xi. But it's not just to me, foreign policy. One guy, they say, you're old and you stutter. Okay. The other guy's equally old, 3 years apart, indicted for 91 felonies, rapist, and launched an insurrection. And now he's on a revenge tour full of hate. And quite frankly, I think he has early onset dementia. Because one of the characteristics of that kind of dementia, people get combative, querulous. He is nothing but revenge. Nothing but revenge, making threats, and snarling, scowling. He has kind of a violent dementia. There's some people that have a passive dementia, but he's losing it. Trump is losing it. And anybody who votes for him, not only he doesn't even care about foreign policy. He cares about revenge. He's on a revenge tour. That is what is happening. And then you get Tommy Tuberville, who says, you know, he's a white supremacist. White supremacist is just a Trump supporter. And what is everybody doing? The Republicans are doing nothing. And the Democrats are doing nothing. Yeah, they put in this resolution, but it needs 9 Republican votes. 51 senators can get rid of unanimous consent. They can get rid of any kind of blocking of this thing. They can do it. I think the problem is that Sinema and Manchin won't go along with it. But I'll tell you what, they're very silent, and a bunch of them got together and got rid of Al Franken, one of our best senators, and they're not going boo about this guy. This is disgusting. Our military is going into combat, and this is what they get. Absolutely disgusting. Coming up, believe it or not, some good news for Joe Biden in, of all places, North Carolina.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a poll just taken, believe it or not. Good poll, very good poll, in North Carolina, matching up Trump against Biden. Biden beat Trump 40-39%. Now, it's early, it's a year out, but there have been a lot of other polls. This is very much in the margin of error, obviously, and North Carolina in the past has not been a swing state. Although you can't gerrymander a whole state, and North Carolina has a Democratic governor, and the reason it has a Republican legislature is gerrymandering and gerrymandered Supreme Court. But left to their own devices, they voted for a Democratic governor. And let me tell you something else. There's all this doom and gloom. A lot of journalists, you know, are sort of copycats. They're not real original thinkers. They're copycats. So recently there was polls of the real swing states. It showed Trump ahead in some, showed Biden ahead in Wisconsin. What you should know is, except for Nevada, all of those were margin of error. This one is margin of error. And usually the margin of error is like 3.5%. And 3.5%, by the way, the way you compute it, if it's Biden 40, Trump 39, Biden could have 43.5%, or he could have 36.5%. And Trump could have 36%, or he could have 42%. In other words, it goes both ways. That was true of those polls. And the Nevada poll was slightly outside the margin of error, but it was a one-off. It was an outlier. So not only is it true, what you've heard, that polls a year out don't mean much because all you've had is Biden's taking care of the hot spots in the world and Trump's going around shooting his mouth off. But when it's joined and there are specific debates, ads directed to the person, you're going to see a whole lot different case. And in North Carolina, what I believe is going on is increasingly Trump's erratic behavior, his vengeful behavior, and his obsession with himself. You know, you go up to him and you say, Mr. Trump, what do you think about immigration? He goes, but enough about me. What do you think of me? Enough about me. What do you think of me? Everything is about me. Me, 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 me. Doesn't care about anything. Have you counted how many people have gone to jail or are being indicted who are loyal to him? Who lawyers? Lawyers, not dummies. Lawyers. A lot of these people. They're all in prison. They're on appeal. They've been indicted. They place bail. They place bail. And not him. I think people are beginning to realize, even if they want to vote Republican for any reason, this guy is not a Republican, not in the way they're thinking of it. This guy is a nut, and a vengeful nut, and malevolent. And you do not want a nut like that on the world stage. And let me tell you something else. And we had some, you know, Wisco Paul had mentioned this, and other people mentioned this. The incidence of violence that Trump is engendering is really widespread, and it's not just limited to Trump. There's this guy, I want to follow up on this, is Mark Wayne Mullen, the guy from Oklahoma, the thug. He looks like a bouncer in a speakeasy somewhere. I mean, he's very bad news. When he said to the president of the Teamsters, you don't run your mouth, and then he came over, took off his wedding ring to come over and fight him. Bernie Sanders stopped him. Well, let me give you some of the background on this. let me give you some of the background on this. Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, believe it or not, when he was confronted about doing that, here's what he said. Here are his quotes. And this is a Republican senator. Quote, every once in a while, you need to get punched in the face. Oh, really? This is a senator? In the Senate office building, he's saying this after he says to a crudely to a union leader, don't you run your mouth. He's a very crude, violent individual. This has become the characteristic of the modern Republican Party. And then he said, he claimed, as he put it, lawmakers used to cane, C-A-N-E. What did he mean by that? Beat somebody with a cane? He boasts about this. He's referring to a guy named Preston Brooks, who was a congressman from South Carolina. And in 1956, there's a senator, not a congressman, a senator from Massachusetts named Charles Sumner, very distinguished guy, who was an abolitionist. He was opposed to slavery from Massachusetts. And he gave a speech on the Senate floor in which he opposed slavery. And for that, Preston Brooks, who was younger and had poured lead into the tip of his cane, walked into the Senate. Sumner was sitting in his desk, and these Senate desks, they're not fancy the way you'd think. They're wooden things, and you're sort of trapped in like an old school desk, and he almost beat him to death. He almost beat him to death. And this is what Mark Wayne Mullen was boasting about, saying people used to cane people. And then he said, then Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican senator, said, quote, Andrew Jackson challenged 9 guys to a duel and won 9 times. Well, first of all, that's not true. But secondly, he's boasting that what? Andrew Jackson killed 9 people? President Andrew Jackson. Then he says, quote, at the White House, a guy was mouthing Jackson at the end of the table. Jackson literally ran across the table and knocked the guy out. The man is crude. The man is a thug. The man will be in Milwaukee on the streets of Milwaukee next July being a thug. He likes to talk about mouth. He talks about mouth. Don't mouth off to me. He is an enforcer, a thug. And he is a Republican senator. This is emblematic of the new Republican Party. This is the new Republican Party. The other day when Kevin McCarthy walked down the hall and he saw Tim Burchard of Tennessee give an interview, as he came by, he elbowed him in the back. He was angry because Burchard had been one of his guys and then turned on him like a dog and voted against him and threw him out of office. Burchard started running after him saying, in Tennessee, we settle it man to man. What is this? What is this with this sick party? The violence of Trump, the violence of macho-type talk, stupid-type talk, which normally people outgrow even when they get in their 20s, is now in the Congress and in the Senate of the United States. And then Burchett, the idiot, they said, what are you going to do? He said, well, I'll pray for him. Oh, you will? Oh, that's just great. Because when he knifed McCarthy figuratively by voting against him, McCarthy said, I suppose you'd be voting against me. You're one of my guys. He said, I'll pray on it. This guy, it's all about Bowie knives and prayer, and it's fake. It's all fake. All of that is fake. Okay, coming up, Santos's ethics report and what's liable to happen to him. Coming up with news and weather.
Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, including the calories you may consume. A new Harris poll showing the majority of Americans say there's almost turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie as a guarantee. But the survey also reveals 65% of those responding don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet eat it because of the tradition. The poll also indicates a surprising number of people say they actually prefer eating the leftovers during the weekend rather than the actual holiday meal. One result, which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500, about twice the calories suggested by health experts on any other day. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee got off to a slow start and lost to the Celtics 119-116. Boston was up 21 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin compared the game to a Dickens novel.
Tell of two games there. First half, I thought, you have to execute at a high level. And we miss a lot of shots. Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers got hot late in the fourth quarter to beat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off title. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Minnesota on Saturday. Luke Fickell asked if he has enough healthy starters to compete.
You know, there's a lot of those things that we're going to have to figure out as we move forward. Like I said, everybody hurts, right? It's the last week of the season. And everybody hurts, but everybody wants to play in the rivalry game.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The holiday weekend will be travel friendly overall, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly sunny, colder, 31 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight will drop down to 14. Tomorrow, sunshine, 28. Mostly cloudy, 31 Saturday. We'll get to 33 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Well, that makes me feel so good to hear that. When you say, Stephanie, my friend, you know, you are for real. There's no BS about you. I just want to say that, first off,
thank you.
There's a wonderful article in the Washington Post, Monica Hesse, style section for Thursday's Washington Post. She covers a lot of women's issues, but she talks about this behavior. It is absolutely atrocious. And I think we can, in part, hold Donald Trump responsible for that kind of behavior also. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming. I do. You know, over the last, 10, 15, 20 years, these trends have been developing. And also, by the way, I was a big supporter of the Me Too movement, but I felt very bad about Al Franken. I thought that it's like the Republicans drag their, you know what. Sometimes I think the Democrats are a little too quick to kind of cave in, you know. I mean, you may disagree with that, but I didn't think he got a real fair shake, you know. That's just my right. off the top of my head opinion. But anyway, you know, I got to say, you guys are holding up a real big standard for me. You're encouraging me. There are such wonderful callers here, and educated and thoughtful. And you are for real. I really appreciate it. So I just wanted to say
thank
that.
You.
All right.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that very much. Very, very much. Appreciate it very, very much. And now we're going to go to George Santos. And one thing to know about George Santos is we're not even sure about his name, believe it or not. He used a different name and more than one different name. And I don't think he's produced a birth certificate. So I don't know. I mean, he's from Brazil, so he speaks fluent Portuguese. But other than that, but I'll call him George Santos because he's in Congress as George Santos. The Ethics Committee just came back with the report. The Ethics Committee said that there is substantial evidence that he did everything that he is accused of doing in his almost two dozen indictments for felonies, and stuff besides that that he hasn't been indicted for yet. And one of the co-chairmen of that committee has said that she will bring another resolution to expel him from the Congress. The problem with that is it takes two-thirds, and two-thirds of 145 of 435 is a big number, a very, very big number. The second thing is that he is voting irrationally. That's the problem. He just came out today and said he's not running for re-election. Well, duh. I mean, yeah, right. Because he may be in prison. However, as a congressman, he could declare the chair vacant. He voted against the continuing resolution. He will vote, since he's not running again, has nothing to lose. He's voting irrationally. It's very, very dangerous. So stand by. We're going to see if they do bring a motion to expel him and what the consequences of that is. Tim of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. Tim, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, you know, yesterday you were talking about Trump's speech and all this anti-Semitism and racism and all that. And a lot of these Trump supporters don't believe that they're some of the people that he's talking about. You know, Trump has got a Jewish son-in-law and his wife, his daughter converted, and that Enrico Torrio, he does not have white skin, which, you know, these people don't like. So, you know, they're cutting their own throats.
Yeah, that's rather explicitly put. But I think there's something, what was unusual about that whole movement is a lot of these people have their own reasons for joining it, and their reasons are sometimes inconsistent, and Trump is exploiting all of that. I personally don't think he has any principles, whether he has any worldview or anything that he wants to accomplish. I think he just likes seeing himself on television and looking in the mirror. It's all about him, and he's a vengeful individual, and he's already said that. If he gets in, you know, he said that some of the, as he put it, the rules of the Constitution are going to have to be overlooked. Well, who is he to say that? The problem is they have a Supreme Court that has that is dishonest, some of them. They've taken money. They're on the take. It's like a Russian court. You don't have to speculate how Clarence Thomas is going to vote. You know that he's going to vote the way the Republicans who paid his money, paid him money, that have bought his mother's house, put a roof on it, and she lives there rent-free. That his wife gets hundreds of thousands a year as a consultant. He gets flown around, and the tuition is paid at a very expensive prep school for one of his family members. And they go, well, maybe we should have an ethics. Are you kidding me? An ethics code? The one they came up with is not enforceable. It's sort of a speculation about what they think would be good. How about criminal law? How about a grand jury? A judge was bribed. But Trump knows that he has the six tarantulas who have his back. And when I say that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, I'm not kidding. It's more than little cat's feet. The lion's feet, tiger's feet. That's what they're creeping in on right now. And he can't be permitted to win. Now, I just said that in North Carolina, it looks like Biden is ahead by 1 point. That's margin of error. But basically, that's a tie. And all of the polls you heard of, except for Nevada, were margin of error, including the one that Biden was ahead in Wisconsin. And Nevada was an outlier and was close. And this Donald Trump can basically not be permitted to be president of the United States again. He's a violent individual and he's a vengeful individual. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Yeah, when it comes to ethics, anything that has to do with Republicans, you can't put that in the same sentence. That's bad English. It just doesn't work. Ethics, Republicans, no. Republicans don't equal ethics. They equal felons. This country is so messed up with what just went on with Donald Trump that there are people that actually believe we could have a president that could govern from jail. That's how crazy this country is getting with this Donald Trump nonsense. And I've got some far right people I know. And I said, so how many felonies? I asked one friend of mine, how many felonies does it take to run for president? Is it 60, 70? Does 24 sexual assaults help? Do 11 bankruptcies help? You know, it used to be when you had a person nominated for president, he had integrity, he had honesty, he had diplomacy. He was a clear leader. Now we've just gone backwards. This is like the land of Bizarro. Well, if you got 91 felonies, you run for president. Oh, and by the way, if you got a subpoena, you chair an investigation. You know, and I'm talking about our buddy Jim Shorts Jordan. That I just can't believe the lack of integrity Americans look at. Thanks for letting me vent my spleen this afternoon.
Yeah, great call. Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is, in terms of character and experience, this shouldn't even be close. And what I will simply point out to always remember this, at any given time, this is polls going back to Franklin, well, Harry Truman, because that was the first time that there were really polls. But even in Franklin Roosevelt's time, 30% roughly of the electorate wants the president impeached and out and the hell of the Constitution. 30% of the country, every president, it could be John Kennedy, it could be Dwight Eisenhower, it could be Bill Clinton, it could be Ronald Reagan, any president. The one that did the best on that was Bill Clinton, believe it or not. And only like 28 or 9% wanted him out. Obama had the worst, like 32 or 3. That's, I think, racial. So when you look at Trump's support, 30% of the country anyway are not going to want Joe Biden because he's the incumbent. Over and above that, Trump was the president. He got a lot of name recognition. So his name recognition, Biden's are equal. Nobody else is close to their name recognitions. So it's not, when you see a list of, you know, they'll poll people, they'll say, who's the person you most admire? They're not talking about who they really admire. It's like who they heard of. And you'll see movie actors, politicians, the Pope, this kind of thing. And in some cases, it's sincere, but in some cases, it's just people. It's just people that they heard of. And so this is duly name recognition. They're tied. Well, that's not going to hold up going forward. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling, Gene. And thank you for your tip before, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Oh, you're welcome. Great show. Just outstanding callers. I agree with everything. You know, like everybody says, and it's amazing to me. I really do feel that a lot of people are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, with all the things that have happened in our country. And in the lowest common denominator they're cheering for, which is really alarming. You know, when you got Madge Taylor Green showing porn, you know, on the floor of the House, going after Joe Biden's son when he's dealing with all of these messes that Trump created and doing a darn good job of it, you got people tearing down his son, going after our FBI. I dang near died when I was watching the FBI being investigated by the criminals, you know, that were involved in the insurrection. I thought, what is wrong with this picture? Why aren't these people locked up? So I'm waiting on the side. I know justice takes time, but I'm waiting because I can't wait because I'm cheering for the good people that are going to protect our country. And I hope they don't give up because, boy, they're going through H-E-double-L trying to protect our country. And the insurrectionists and the traitors are really having a time with them. And I hope people are calling and thanking those who are doing a good job because they need to hear from us that they are appreciated. So anyway, you have a great, great night. And thank you so much, Matt, for all you do. You're outstanding. Bye.
Great. Thank you very much, Gene. I really appreciate that. And I want to thank Gene too. Gene called in a tip, and this is a kind of an amazing tip. And I'm going to look at my notes of that conversation, what she said. But she said that there was something on YouTube that showed that in the Nevada Party, the Nevada Republican Party, got word that Kenneth Chisbrough was supervising a six-state network of fake electors. And he was in Wisconsin. And that there were six states, and Nevada was one of them, and here's how to do it. And I mentioned Wisconsin again, and Chesbrough. Chesbrough, of course, is from Wisconsin, up in the south central part of the state. You know, I don't know what it takes. I mean, I really don't know what it takes. This was on a site called Midas Touch, apparently. Midas Touch. And the title of the article is Trump Gets Bad News About the Nevada Investigation of Him. But, here's what it says on Midas Touch. Chesbrough is in Wisconsin. And Nevada is part of his six-state strategy to create fake electors and overturn the election. Now, you know, the only state of the targets that is not doing something about it is Wisconsin. Nevada's investigating it. Arizona's investigating it. Georgia's prosecuting it. Michigan's prosecuting it. Jack Smith is prosecuting Trump in D.C., but a lot of it has to do with the fake electors business in the Green Bay sweep. He could prosecute all 90 some odd electors, but give me a break. What do you want? A 5-year case, tie the guy up. The attorneys general is supposed to be prosecuting them in their own state. In Pennsylvania, they're not because they were smart and they didn't say they were fake electors. They said, if Trump is deemed to win, we'd be his electors. They didn't do that in Wisconsin. Let's get on the stick in Wisconsin. We're the only state that's not going after our state electors. Well, coming up, this is a kind of a curious question. What does QAnon have to do with the Milwaukee Republican Party?
I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
.5 The Tap.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's an article in Urban Milwaukee. That's a website. You should absolutely check it out every day. Urban Milwaukee. Urban Milwaukee, there's a guy named Bruce Murphy. He's an outstanding investigative reporter. Yeah, I think just the best. And this is one that really gets to the heart of a lot of issues. It's not just Milwaukee issues, statewide issues. But in this article that I just saw today, the title is Milwaukee Republican Party Official Connected to QAnon. And that surprised me. You'd think that Republicans in Milwaukee would be somewhat more moderate. Well, that's not true. It's absolutely not true. And here's the deal. There's a guy who's the vice chair of the Milwaukee Republican Party named Brett Galajewski. And he's appeared on a QAnon podcast, and he uses it to recruit poll workers. And it is called The Coach. Mel, it's a Melody Jennings. She's a QAnon type and a QAnon supporter and election denier. Now, here's the deal. I remember in the old days, believe it or not, Milwaukee up until the early 50s was basically Republican. They had a Republican congressman, they had a Republican state senator, and it was Republican. Then it turned Democratic pretty much overall in the 50s, and it continued that way. Although there are still some Republican state legislators in a couple of the suburbs. But QAnon is a different deal. I mean, QAnon is this really nutty deal about the pizzeria, I think in Washington in the basement, and horrible crimes are committed, and it's conspiracy to the max. I mean, it's fever swamp conspiracy. So, you know, I think the Republican Party in this state, even statewide, had once been Republican. Most people don't remember fighting Bob La Follette. He was a Republican. He's called a progressive Republican, not like a Republican nowadays. I should say not like a progressive nowadays. That's not what I'm talking about. In the late 19th century, he thought the railroads had too much power, corporations had too much power. He fought them. He ran as a progressive Republican against the regular Republicans who were called stalwart Republicans. Well, he was a U.S. senator, he was a governor, he was a presidential candidate, his son was governor. But it became clear after the Second World War in 1949 that the Republican Party couldn't hold progressive Republicans and stalwarts. So the progressive Republicans bolted. And there's a famous convention in Green Bay in 1949 where they got together with Democrats and joined the Democratic Party. But the Democratic Party then was not like the Democratic Party now. It wasn't far left as the squad types are. Let me tell you who the two leaders in that convention were for the Democrats. And you remember their names, Bill Proxmire and Patrick Lucy, Pat Lucy. Let me tell you who a couple of the, well, at least one of the progressive Republicans were. It was Gaylord Nelson. Yes, that Gaylord Nelson. He was a Republican, progressive. He went on to be governor. He and Bill Proxmire served in the Senate as Democrats. Pat Lucy served as governor. These were real heroes in Wisconsin history. So now what do we got? We have Scott Walker in the Republican Party. We have Voss in the Republican Party. We have this guy in Milwaukee who's the vice chair of the Republican Party who goes on a QAnon podcast to recruit, what, poll workers? Boy, that's exactly what we want. QAnon poll workers. You have Voss, you have LeMahieu, you have Trump dominating the Republican Party. What happened? This isn't certainly not the old progressive Republicans who became Democrats. This isn't even the old stalwart Republicans. You know, the so-called stalwart Republicans would be like George H.W. Bush Republicans. This is a very sick, sad state of events. It's happening in this state. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And people who support the Republican Party, and I'm especially thinking the business community, basically are pragmatists. Basically, they understand that you can't have capitalism without democracy, and you can't have democracy without capitalism. And it's about time that they get off the stick and start to do something. A couple of really fun, odd things to close out. Remember Vivek Ramaswamy? Remember him? He's still supposedly running for president. He's falling in the polls like a stone because he's a nut. He just launched a petition to take Ronna McDaniel out of the chairmanship of the National Republican Party. Now, she's no good. He's no good. None of them are any good. She's Romney's niece, believe it or not, which kind of surprised me when I first saw that. And she said the only reason he's doing it is he needs publicity because he's falling like a stone in the polls. And the next debate, which is coming up, is going to require much higher poll numbers and more money and contributions. And Ramaswamy is swirling down the drain. But, you know, they can't even field a party where their chairman is avoiding some kind of recall petition. It's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. In Georgia, and that's a pretty darn good judge down there in Georgia. He just entered a protective order sought by Fannie Willis to stop the disclosure of discovery documents. Remember, it was one of those lawyers affiliated with the Trump defendants who disclosed those proffer videos of Sidney Powell and so forth. And everyone, but well, Chesbrough, I think, as well, although I haven't seen it, but certainly Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis to the media. And that was done, frankly. He said, yeah, I did it. I thought it would help my client. That's intimidating. If you put out a proffer video, proffer is when they go in at their lawyers and they say, give me probation, and then I'll rat on Trump. Well, that's now public. Trump's denouncing them. That has to stop. And I'm hoping that Tanya Chutkan in Washington picks up on that. And when the case comes back from the Court of Appeals, she reinstates that one too. Well, coming up, a lot of news, weather, and Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crew. This has been a great show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Have a good evening, everybody.
Past as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas will start releasing hostages in the next 24 hours as part of Israel's ceasefire deal. CBS's Natalie Brand.
A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says the first 13 hostages, women and children, will be released tomorrow on day one of the pause in fighting.
The release will happen.